Going off in the middle of your story for making such a strange noise. I'm sorry. It was actually our other Flash Tag member, Ben Judge, ringing me. God knows what he's ringing me about. He's probably left something really important, but who gives a shit? Okay. he's left early. This story is called Lights Out. The porn was under his bed, inches of mattress, fabric and wood away. One of the lads had nicked it from somewhere. It had been passed around, forgotten about, and now it was under Carl's bed. When Nev, the troop leader, hit the switch and called for lights out, most of the lads were already asleep after a long day's hiking. Carl, trying to recapture the glimpses of tits and slits that had passed before his eyes, was more awake than he'd ever been, torch clutched close to his chest. He waited as long as he could bear, then slipped silently off the bed. He scurried under, scraping his cheek on some unseen wooden strut, cursing at every tiny sound he made. Once under, he froze and listened. A few ruffles and creaks as slumbering scouts shifted, but no voices. Keeping the beam pointed to his belly, he switched the torch on and fumbled for the magazine. As his fingers hit glossy paper, a new thrill ran through him, tickling at every hair, making his dick stir into life. He turned onto his front, brought the mag up to his head, and opened a world of splayed fingers, pinched nipples, and the tips of tongues. He was just flipping back to the front page for a second pass when Nev strolled in and hit the lights. Right, lads, listen up. The 7 forward guides have been camping down the valley, but like wusses, they can't cope with the storm. They've hoofed up here and need beds. There's none left, so you lot are going to be gentlemen and give up yours. Grab your stuff, you're sleeping in the dining hall. Quick sharp, you lot. Carl watched 6 pairs of feet carry 6 half-awake scouts out of the room. That was probably the moment he should have got up and joined them. He didn't. The girls arrived soon after, dripping rainwater into dirty puddles on the floor. They peeled off sodden uniforms and wrapped their bodies into small towels. Carl had absolutely no fucking idea what to do. He lay there and listened to their fabulous conversations, which seemed to go on all night. Thank you.